VI Rugby is going from strength to strength in the UK, and a large part of that success is down to the work of individuals like Gareth Davis. Alongside his work as Strategic Engagement Manager for the RNIB, Gareth has played a large role in the development of VI Rugby in Wales. He was recently recognised for his contributions to the sport, and he joins us now. Gareth, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's a pleasure. It's nice to talk to you, Hal.
First of all, congratulations on the award for outstanding contribution to community rugby at the annual Cardiff Rugby Awards.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a very pleasant surprise, shall we say. I wasn't actually expecting it, so no, it's fantastic.
How long have you been involved in the in VI Rugby, Gareth?
Oh, gosh, it's probably about 5 years now. Originally in England, and then when Cardiff Blues, as it was, set a team up just before COVID, so the year before COVID in Wales.
And what did it mean to be recognised by the awards for your work in the sport?
Well, it meant a lot, you know, not just for me personally, but for the team, because we've got about sort of, it's about 10 players at the moment, and with others who have come and gone and moved away. So as a group of people, it meant a heck of a lot for various reasons. And also on a personal note, it was, you know, obviously a delight to receive some sort of recognition. But it's very much a team award as far as I'm concerned.
And there have been several successful VI Rugby events in Cardiff recently, things like the Inclusive Rugby Festival last year and disability camps run by the Welsh Rugby Union only a few weeks ago. How has Cardiff Rugby embraced the VI game?
Without being biased, they've really sort of embraced it fully, not just the team itself, but as a broader club. You know, it's very much now part of the broader structure within Cardiff Rugby. But I've got to say, they've been absolutely fantastic from day one. As a big club and a big organisation, they didn't actually have to sort of take it on, but they just absolutely ran with it from day one. And that commitment and energy has been there ever since.
And why do you think it's important for clubs like Cardiff to strive to become more inclusive?
I think that the clubs like Cardiff or the Ospreys or Cardiff Football, Wrexham Football, whoever it may be, they really represent the community in which they're based and where their fans come from. So I think it's just a way of recognising that they are part of a diverse community in the first place, and then putting in place different types of provisions that mean people, in this case with a disability, a visual impairment, can access the game that they're at the forefront of.
And do you think it's something that only big clubs are able to do, or do you think that smaller local teams have also got a part to play?
I think, to be honest, it's probably just down to the logistics and the population of blind and partially sighted people. I think it's down to the big clubs to play a part in terms of the coaching and hosting, because they have the resources. But very much it's also an opportunity for more grassroots, more local rugby clubs to make people aware within their networks that these provisions are available. So it's, you know, it's again, in a similar kind of way to, you know, they're seen as feeder clubs for up and coming players. Grassroots rugby can be a way of signposting players and people within their communities to clubs such as Cardiff Rugby, where they have the resources to be able to deliver that type of rugby.
What do you think other clubs can learn and implement from the success that you've had so far in Cardiff?
Oh, I absolutely think that they can basically replicate it. As a visual impaired person myself, you know, travelling is tricky. So to have VI Rugby in somewhere like Swansea or in North Wales, that just makes it, that has the transport connections. There really is an opportunity there to give people an opportunity to either engage in rugby for the first time or to re-engage in it following their sight loss. So yeah, there's a real, I think, not just an opportunity, but it's the right thing to do. These clubs can do it, and it just takes that will to get the ball rolling.
And it seems like an exciting time for the game at the moment. How does the future of the VI game look in Wales?
Well, it's very healthy within the sort of southeast of Wales, and it's not a Cardiff-centric thing. It's just Cardiff Rugby were the first people to run with it. I know that WRU are sort of very keen to develop it, and so hopefully in the next sort of 2-3 years, you will see some sort of VI Rugby club up and running in West Wales and ideally in North Wales as well, because, you know, it's our national sport. It's not a sport of a particular region.
And if they're interested, how can people get involved in VI Rugby?
They can contact me at RNIB. So my email address is gareth.davis@rnib.org.uk.
Well, Gareth Davis, congratulations once again on the award for outstanding contribution to community rugby, and we wish you every success in developing the game further. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Hal.